You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, from the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Once Upon a Time After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Once Upon a Time After Show.
Hello, everyone. Bing is for doing it tonight. We are finally back in studio for Season 3, Once Upon a Time, the After Show. It was crazy.
We're back.
Excited. All of us are back.
We are all back.
Yes.
I'm your host, Kathy Kelly, and joining me is Tiana Hobson.
What up?
Yes. Kaori Take.
Thank you for saying my name right. Yes, I'm here.
And the one and only Marissa Serafini is engineering tonight and chiming in too.
What's up, everyone? I'm still here.
So, I always get so bummed because we are only allowed to watch the episode once before we come at once. We get to watch once before we actually do the after show. So I always feel like there are times when I want to pause and rewind and we can't because we have to watch it live, which is unfortunate, but
we're making it work.
We're making it work.
Forgive us if we mess up on something or if we get a fact wrong.
Last season we did it a couple times, but we're going to pick up with the, catches of the week. Mm-hmm. So next episodes we'll be doing catches, like if we do get to watch the episodes several more times in between the weeks, which I'm sure we will. So let's start off with a quick recap of where we ended season two. We had a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. We knew that Neverland was going to be a huge component of season three. We knew that Neil was stranded in the Enchanted Forest, mm-hmm. had just been shot by Tamara, and who saves him but Aurora, Prince Philip, and Mulan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Clearly they figured out how to find him mm-hmm. and get him back, so
it's coming full circle.
They're answering our questions mm-hmm. and following up on storylines.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
And also, Hook had a change of heart. He was a good person for once, and he went back with the Jolly Roger, his ship, to take Emma and the whole gang on this quest to find Henry. Because mm-hmm. yes. Henry was taken by the stupid Tamara and Greg.
And Greg.
Well, Greg's not stupid.
We just always never really liked her.
I hate Tamara. I don't know what it is about her. I just hate her.
And I think that's you and a lot of other people.
Yes. So I'm so happy to see her die twice tonight.
That was great.
But
that was great, true. Right?
Yes. So we will get into all of that. I am, again, just so happy that this is back on air. I feel like there was a void in my heart and in my TiVo.
And I love that they picked it up right from where we left mm-hmm. off. You know, well, I mean, they had that short scene in the beginning, but then it was, you know, the ship is already in the portal on its way and it pops up in Neverland.
This season, I feel so much more knowledgeable of what's going on. At the same time, there's more questions and it's unbelievable how they are going to, like, just twist us around.
I think it's
again and again.
Almost less confusing now that everyone is a believer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So everyone kind of understands that magic is a thing, whether you like magic or mm-hmm. not, but it helps with the storyline. And as a fan, it just explains it a little more.
Yeah, and it helps that they're all in one place. I mean, I know that right now Neil is away, mm-hmm. but for the most part, the central mm-hmm. characters are all right here together, and so we're not bouncing all over the place trying to keep up with their storylines. It's all overlapping.
In season two, the problem that we had is we would have so many times when you would go from present-day Storybrooke to past mm-hmm. Enchanted Forest to present Enchanted Forest all in one episode, and now, while they are in different lands, it seems like it's on the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, timeline. And we had like a flashback, mm-hmm. you know, here and there, but
We will, I think, eventually in the season, we will see more of Storybrooke because we do have, you know, Belle's back there. Mm-hmm. There are some people that are still back there. And then we are going to see a lot more of Neverland and obviously a lot more of Enchanted Forest.
And I also liked the pace of this episode. Mm-hmm. It was really good. It was really, yeah, I liked it.
So the only flashback that we had tonight, let's start off with that because this is how the episode started off. Mm-hmm. Flashback to Henry's birth. You see a clock, 8:15, of course. It's always 8:15. Lost reference, and what was on the clock in Storybrooke for all those years. Emma is giving birth to Henry. The lights flicker. Power's kind of going out. Clearly, there's a little bit of magic going on there, and she gives birth to a healthy baby boy. The doctor is not very happy that she wants to give him up.
This is sad.
Yeah.
She couldn't even look at poor little Henry either, so that maybe goes to show that she herself wasn't prepared to be a mother.
She even said that. Yeah. She said, you know, yes, I do want to keep this kid, obviously. Like, that's why she was hurting so much. But she said, I'm not fit to be a mother. Right. I'm not ready to be a mother.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that she had Henry when she was still in jail. Or did she get out of jail and then have him?
I think you're right, because she was pregnant while she was in jail.
No, I think she had him while she was in jail. And, I mean, when that happens, obviously, they can't give birth in a jail cell. They take the woman to the hospital.
Right.
And then she gives birth there.
How long was her jail sentence? Do we remember that?
It was several months.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was just thinking, like, the way she was talking, it was like she's unfit to be a parent. But I was like, you kind of don't have a choice right now but to let them take him. But the adoption process, she didn't have to go through with adoption. He could have gone into, like,
and
foster.
I don't think that it was prison that was the reason why she wasn't ready to be a mother. I think that it was because she didn't think she was fit to be a parent because she didn't have parents and that good role model growing up.
Yeah, and I think to add to that is that she was also really, really still heartbroken from the abandonment of Neil. So, but she's ready to be a mom now. And we see
that. She is. I am mother. Hear me roar. Yes. I love it.
Either help me find my son or get out.
I am
of
the
way.
Leader now, you know.
Fearless leader. So, getting right into tonight's episode, Neverland. We see the Jolly Roger on the way to find Henry. He was taken by Gregory and Tamara, which we will talk about a little bit later. On the ship, Hook, Emma, Snow, Charming,
the whole
Rumple, and Regina. They're all there. Some fights ensue.
Oh, my gosh.
Understatement. Yeah, you got Emma talking smack to her parents, being believers and all, you know?
Yeah.
That was an interesting conversation.
Yeah, so the first fight, obviously, was between Emma, Snow, and Charming. Emma blames Snow and says that if she had not taken her advice, Henry would still be there. And she says to Snow, I appreciate you trying to be parents, but we're the same age.
Yeah. Which was funny.
Yeah.
Which is true.
And true.
And I feel like, you know, because they are her parents and they have been around longer, so they might look her age, but they do have, you know, the parental sense where they are more mature than they look.
I don't know that they are more mature, though, because time halted in those 28 years that Emma wasn't there.
But I think that they've been parents for longer, in a sense. So I think they have a stronger maternal/paternal instinct for her than, you know.
I think as soon as they, you know, had the connection back of this is our daughter, it automatically got them into parent mode. Kind of how Emma, you know, took her a while, but she's like in
technically, if we're going to get technical about this, she had memories that she was a parent for longer than they had memories that they were parents.
I don't know.
I guess.
Because the curse was not broken until some time after, like, Emma came back because she realized that Henry was the one that brought her to Storybrooke.
Yeah.
So from that moment is when she realized she was a parent and she started taking on that parenting role. however long down the line, then the curse was broken, and then Snow and Charming were like, oh, we're parents too.
But they had 9 months of being pregnant to prepare.
Yeah, nine months of being pregnant to prepare.
Yeah. And actually, they did have her as a baby for a moment. Like, there was already a bond.
Maybe 5 minutes.
No, it was a couple days. I mean,
it was, no. It was like Snow right had the baby, and then they had to put it in the tree and be like, bye, Emma. You're gone.
I know that's true, but I just think that in this situation, dealing with magic and dealing with, you know, other worlds, they have more knowledge and they are more adept to help out in this situation.
I think they have more instincts as well.
You're the tiebreaker because my vote counts as two, clearly.
I know, like, wait a minute, let's do the math here.
Well, I think because Emma has grown up by herself, she didn't have parental guidance, she didn't have any kids to take care of, so she's always had that single vision. I always, like, look out for myself. And then whereas her parents have always been nurturing in that way. So I think her parents have more parental qualities than Emma does. But Emma's stepping into that role, which I think we all like to see.
I would argue that when you don't have parents in your life or you kind of raise yourself, that you almost have a better parenting knowledge because you're like, I don't, or maybe not a better parenting knowledge, but you have a better urge to be a better parent because you don't want that kid to have the same life as you.
I would disagree with that. I think it just really varies on the person. It really does. Because people take things differently and react to different situations differently. So.
Yeah. And I think that with Snow and Charming, their kingdom, that was their children to everyone in there. They've been taking care of people their whole lives together, so it is kind of, you know, the nurturing, and Snow is naturally a nurturing and loving person, so.
And that also goes to show that Prince and Snow, that, yes, they had a whole kingdom to raise, but they approach things more rationally than Emma does. She's more headstrong, and she just goes for it.
Anyways, we are spending far too much time on this debate over parenthood.
Moving on. Marissa agrees with us, so we win.
I win because my points are better.
I definitely disagree with
that. Once Upon a Time in Wonderland is an amazing new series that is coming out that does not talk about parenthood whatsoever, so you should watch Thursday, October 10th. Don't be late. For the biggest adventure of the season, jump down the rabbit hole into the epic romance. It's the premiere of ABC's brand new series, Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. She is not the Alice you thought you knew. She's all grown up, smarter, stronger, and a fighter, and in love with the genie from Aladdin. What? Weird.
Plot twist!
Her father thinks she's crazy. Her doctors agree. Alice embarks on her most dangerous and mysterious journey yet. Back to Wonderland to rescue her one true love, who's being held captive by the Red Queen, and Jafar, the evil wizard from the Aladdin tale. From the writers of Lost and the creators of Once Upon a Time, our favorite show ever, comes a brand new series, a whole new world loaded with stunning visual effects. TV Guide calls it provocative, starring Naveen Andrews, Sophie Lowe, a ton of other awesome people. Once Upon a Time in Wonderland starts Thursday, October 10th, so check it out. Tiana's laughing.
I'm sorry, because you said check out, like, a whole new world. Get it? Aladdin, a whole new world.
And
Aladdin
I totally Jack. Got that on camera.
A whole new world.
I was like,
premieres on ABC.
Stop singing.
Oh my God.
Okay, enough of that.
So we can all agree it is a unanimous decision that I should not be a singer, but that you should watch the show.
Yes, definitely.
Because I will be tuning in.
It's the sister show. It's the baby sister that you got to support, you know?
And it will have a lot of amazing appearances from people who were on Lost, who were in Once Upon a Time. So it's just kind of continuing the whole Edward Kitsis, Adam Horowitz.
And I read that, you know, you don't have to be a fan of Once Upon a Time to jump into this. It is its own separate thing. So if you're not a fan, you will understand it.
How could you not be a fan?
But they will put in little nods to Once Upon a Time so that the people who watch both shows will, you know, get more inside jokes.
I wonder if there will ever be crossover.
Oh, I'm sure there will.
Yeah, there's going to be. There's going to be at least Easter eggs for sure.
Yeah, Easter eggs for sure.
But I almost hope that there isn't too much crossover because I like having...
They don't want it to
be. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
We're trying to call me and make, make it
8/7 Central on ABC, October 10th. Watch it. We will be watching it. And we will also have an after show here on AfterBuzz TV for that. I don't think it will be us doing it, but it will be an amazing panel. And watch that, too. Speaking of AfterBuzz shows, real quick, I just want to say, if you are watching us on YouTube, then please take 20 seconds, go over to iTunes, type in AfterBuzz TV, and subscribe to our podcast through there. You can subscribe to Once Upon a Time and all the other shows that we have here on AfterBuzz TV. We have about 60 shows a week, which is crazy. So if you're a fan of anything on television, Marissa engineers it, and she hopes that you watch because... That's why would she do all this hard work if no one watched? but rate and comment on our podcast and tell a friend, because that's how we keep the lights here on at AfterBuzz.
Lights on.
Lights on here at AfterBuzz.
Yes, all the lights on.
I got you, Kathy.
And
I
we just got a new studio. See, so keep those lights on, too.
Yes.
We are growing. Crazy.
We are growing.
Let's get back on the boat.
Yes. Back on the Jolly Roger.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Because there's a lot of fights, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rumpelstiltskin says, Neverland is a place where magic runs wild. Twirls his cane and disappears.
Imagination runs wild?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Emma doesn't have the imagination.
I feel like magic is almost stronger here for whatever reason.
It's more daunting and scary, that's for sure.
It's definitely scarier. Yeah. It's a little bit darker. But
and going with what he says, you know, with the imagination, I think that it's stronger here because... anything is possible.
If you believe,
yeah,
the magic will happen.
Yeah, you know, your imagination gets to run wild here because it is such a childlike place where children have, you know, the most vivid imaginations ever. So when you come here, I mean, even Greg and Tamara call it, or did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Tamara, okay, I always want to call her Tamara. Anyways, when they get there, this is the mother load of, you know, magic right here because it is where... anything is possible, and I can't wait to see what else is
going on. Everyone's a believer.
I was sad to see Rumpel leave the crew, though.
But we do see him a little bit later.
I know.
And that
I just want to see all of them together.
I'm not sad that Rumpel left because we have Regina showing off all her magic.
Oh, I love Regina.
Yeah, I don't think Rumpel and Regina
fair share of magic for everybody.
Yeah. So we'll talk about where Rumpel ends up in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But first, I want to know. Will a romance spark between Hook and Emma now that Emma thinks that Neil is dead?
I think that Hook, like he said, you know, he quite fancies her when she's not yelling at him.
Wait, does she think he's dead or does she think he might be lost?
No, I don't think she's dead. I don't think she thinks
Emma does believe
he's
that
dead.
He's dead. He said in
the last episode when Neil left through the portal, Emma said he's gone, not dead.
Yeah. No, but she said he's dead. He landed somewhere in some other world, got shot, and he's going to bleed out and die. Like, that is what she's thinking.
No, I don't think she thinks he's dead.
I just watched it earlier today.
She said that, like, you're going to die in either world you're going to land in because you did get shot, so you're dead in either land. But she does at the end. She says he's gone, not dead.
Snow and Charming definitely told Rumpelstiltskin that our Mr. Gold that his son was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Emma told Henry that he was. Well,
I
didn't hear that conversation.
Has a very strong inkling that she thinks he's dead.
I think
she's a believer.
Assume the worst of what happened because he was shot. They don't know where he landed. If he's able to get help anywhere he lands, they're probably not going to know what a gunshot wound is.
Well, in response to the Hook idea with Emma, I think that this is a prediction that I think further on, there's something might develop, and then she's going to realize for sure that Balefire's alive, and it's going to cause like a love triangle thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't see her going off to someone so quickly. He literally just dropped down. They confessed they loved each other. He's, like, falling down, I think that it would take... I think right now she's so focused on getting Henry that we're Hook, and it might be a flirtatious thing. I don't think anything's going to happen because she's in mama bear
mode. There have been some undertones, though, between them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's been some flirtation, and I think that if it's going to happen, it's going to happen this season because sooner or later she's going to find Neil, and they're going to... get back to another round.
Make more babies?
Maybe. Henry will have.
Or practice making babies?
Mini Henry running around. So, mermaids. Let's talk mermaids.
Yeah, you know, I was very excited about, I saw, you know, the synopsis on TV
spoiler.
About mermaids.
Is that a spoiler? Are you going to talk about what I think you're going to talk about?
What? Maybe. Okay. No, mm-hmm. I was just going to say that I was disappointed with how the mermaids were turned out to be in this episode.
Okay. Because I've read a lot of spoilers.
I didn't spoil anything, right?
I felt like the mermaids in this one were similar to the mermaids in the last Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Yes.
Where they were evil and, you know, just kind of like... Yeah. And it was a different side because we're so used to seeing, you know, like super nice, friendly mermaids.
While we are used to seeing that, and that is kind of the Disney portrayal, the original version of the Little Mermaid
dark.
Is very, very dark. Mm-hmm. All the mermaids, like, they... are vicious and
I love those mermaids, but I was just so used to, I was just thinking that they would kind of help guide them, and I was just disappointed in that.
I kind of like that they're evil and sinister, but I wish that we had gotten more information, bit more out of the one that they captured.
Might. I don't think that they're evil. I think that they are good, but they're trying to protect themselves, and I'm sure in my mind, what I read off of it is that they're, you know, like, it reminded me a lot of the Indians in Peter Pan, how they did try to, like, attack and fight, but it was to protect themselves because there had been so much evil that had tried to kill them off and stuff. So I think that's kind of what the mermaids are doing, is there has been evil that has tried to either harness their magic or has killed some of them in the past. And so they were trying to get rid of this ship because they think that they're a threat as opposed to just doing it out of pure malice.
The captured mermaid was just so mean and unmoving.
At that point, Regina had thrown fireballs at them, had tried to kill her friends, so why wouldn't she?
The mermaids out of nowhere started attacking their ship.
Because I think they thought that the ship was a threat.
I think so, too. I think that something in the waters, you know, it's very, like, spiritual and everything. but I think that maybe they could sense the magic. You have Rumpelstiltskin and Regina on a boat. Like,
well, Rumpel was gone by that point.
Well, I mean, when they first got in there, you can sense the magic of these two very powerful people. And so by the time they got to the ship, Rumpel had jumped ship.
No,
I'm so funny.
You're so clever, Tiana.
So clever sometimes. But, you know, he had already left, so then, you know, they're attacking. But I think that Regina's response, just like everyone else's, was just the same as the mermaids, where if, you know, someone's trying to capsize your ship, you're going to do whatever you can to stop it.
And honestly, if someone had captured you and held a knife to your throat, do you think you'd be nice to them?
I think if they said, I'm not going to kill you, so if you tell me what's up, I would be like, okay, what's up? Because
No.
I think I would.
Like, I'm imagining if someone takes a knife to your throat and they're like, oh, I'm not going to kill you.
I would take the knife away from my throat. Because the way they were having the conversation, Prince Charming didn't want to kill her, and they were telling her, I don't want to kill you.
The reason why you would believe it is because you know the backstory to these characters.
No, because Prince Charming and Snow were fighting against Regina not to kill her, so obviously she wasn't going
to
die.
And that was the issue. That's why she didn't know who to trust, because everyone on the ship was too busy fighting and arguing and giving different versions of what was going to happen. They didn't even know what to do. When you sense the weakness of everyone on the ship not being on the same page, you know you can get away with a lot more.
I love how she had a shell, by the way, just I think perfectly placed next to her.
To signal the other mermaids. I want to know, why are there not lightning bolts and thunder in this studio right now? Because we're arguing so much tonight.
It's once upon a time. That's what we do.
First episode. Happening. And
so we find out that the storm was not in fact created by the mermaid, but created by the people aboard the ship.
Yeah.
And the more tumultuous it got on the ship, the more tumultuous it got in the waters, and the storm just went crazy.
Yeah, because the mermaid even said, you guys are going to kill yourselves.
Yep.
She's like, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to sit here. You guys are going to fight and fight, and then I can swim off because I'm a mermaid.
One of my favorite lines of tonight's episode was, I can quote it, fillet that bitch.
Yeah, that was awesome. God, Regina had so many good lines and moves.
That was a good one-liner.
She was awesome.
So they debate killing her. Regina turns her to stone.
It was wood.
Wood, okay. Wood.
Yeah, I thought it was stone too, but then later on, Snow said you turned her into wood. Yeah. So I was like, oh.
Where did she disappear to, the mermaid?
She was still on the boat.
She was? Okay.
Yeah, she's just a wooden figure.
I couldn't
mermaid
see.
Pose,
yeah,
like,
if she, like, fell off the boat while
there looked like a shot that she left after she was turned into wood. She just disappeared, but I don't know. It happened.
Maybe she got knocked off somewhere.
It happened also fast.
Another fight ensues between Snow and Regina. Punches get thrown, which is not something I would expect from pure Snow White. Yeah. Maybe because her heart is a little bit black right now.
She's got that dot, and I think being in Neverland is kind of upping the ante on everyone's emotions, because even Prince Charming acted out of character when he held the knife and was like, yes, I will kill her. Yeah. And it took him looking at Snow and her being kind of like, no, what? No. You know, I think everyone's a little on edge and stressed, having trouble dealing with who they are, like maintaining being true to themselves.
And the only one that is keeping sight of this goal of this journey is Emma. She decides to break up the fight once she realizes what's going on, and yelling at them doesn't work, so she jumps in the water, but ends up getting hit by a piece of the boat, knocking her unconscious, and now all four people have to band together to save her.
Which, by the way, slag is what
called. And I was like, what,
and I was like, what is slag?
Slag?
So I looked it up on a dictionary. It is British informal, derogatory, a promiscuous woman.
So it's like slut, but with an A-G.
A contemptible or insignificant person.
Oh.
A floozy.
So, slut and hag together.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. So when
let's make
Charming
slag
hears
happen.
Him say, you
let's
know,
make
leave,
slag happen,
let those slags
for
be
sure.
alone. Yeah. He was like, don't call my wife a slag. And I was like, dude. Focus on what's more important, keeping the ship afloat. But now I get it.
Slag.
So there's your knowledge for the day. Slag.
The more you know.
I knew it. I knew you were bluffing.
Sorry, I'm pressing a lot of buttons over here.
Yeah.
Cut me some slack.
We appreciate it, Marissa. So Charming jumps in the water, saves her. They get her back aboard, and she just coughs up a little water, and she's fine. And
she says, told you so.
So they finally get ashore and, again, start to argue. But Emma says, again, that their goal of this journey is to find Henry. I'm your leader. Either follow me, help me find my son, or get out of the way. It's essentially what she says.
Good for her. I don't think Regina appreciated that part, because she kind of gave a look like, oh, this woman is a mother all of a sudden. Like, he's my son, too. So I'd be careful of her. But I think that it was what they needed. They needed someone to stand up and
lead
the way and stop fighting. And this is the only way to do it. So.
And Emma has matured so much since Once Upon a Time began.
Yeah,
she really has stepped into that mother role.
That's what a kid does to you.
Yeah. I want to get into Henry's side of, you know, what has happened during this time. One of the things that I love is both my mothers are trying to find me. So cute. So, Neverland from Tamara, Gregory, and Henry's point of view. They all get off a boat in Neverland on an island. Tamara isn't getting a status light on her walkie or communicator. I don't know exactly what the machine was. It seemed very reminiscent of Lost, because they had those same kind of walkie-talkies when they first landed on the island.
And sand came out of it, so.
Yeah. So, the batteries aren't working, filled with sand, and Tamara kind of believes Henry that, oh, maybe they don't want you to communicate with anyone. Maybe your leaders aren't that good of people.
Maybe you should ask more questions about, like, how you're getting home and what we're doing here.
She suddenly so quickly became, instead of last season when she was all tough and I know everything, now she was, like, freaking out. God, I didn't like her.
Because she really doesn't know everything.
No, she doesn't.
She's been blindly following these people that she's never even met before.
And how smart is that to, like, be following people and not know who's behind all of it?
As
ASS.
Peter Pan said later in the episode, it's easier to get people to hate than believe.
She's a slag.
She is a slag.
Way to use the word of the day.
She was last season.
And Gregory basically tells Tamara, you know, don't let the boy get in your head. He's just trying to get rid of our scheme. Yeah. Get us off track. The lost boys appear. Welcome to the home office. They don't want to destroy magic, apparently. That's just what they told Greg and Tamara.
To get them
I don't
on
think
board.
That's they're the home office though.
You don't?
No,
because I was kind of surprised too.
I think those boys were just eavesdropping for a few minutes. They heard Greg and Tamara talking about home office. They're like, "Oh, we're going to pretend like we're the home office.
No,
we're the guys they're talking
about." I believe that Peter Pan was behind
getting
this whole idea of getting Greg and Tamara to bring Henry to them, because at the end of season two, we saw the person, the boy that Peter Pan has been taking all these boys from their homes to try to find is Henry. Henry mm-hmm. is the truest believer, and that is, for whatever reason, we still don't know, that was what Peter that Pan's means. Goal, and uh-huh. that's what he needed to enact some sort of plan.
And I think it's interesting, too, how Greg and Tamara.
You got this.
I can say it. I believe. how, in order to get to where they need it for the next phase of their mission, they had to use magic. For people who are mm-hmm. trying to stop magic and believe it to be unholy, is what she's said in the past, to use magic to get to the next phase and expect to find your home office there, that should have raised up some yeah. questions. Right from the start, like, mm-hmm. oh, why is our home office located in a magical land? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Greg and Tamara ask how they can get home, when they're getting home, and the Lost Boys respond, "You're never going home.
This is Neverland."
Silly rabbit. And the shadow swoops in. Ooh. Rips Gregory's shadow off his body. The Lost Boy hits Tamara with the arrow. We hope and pray she's dead. She's not. She's not this time.
Barely alive.
Yeah. But I want to talk about Gregory's shadow getting ripped from his body. We've heard in past episodes that is the most painful thing that one can endure.
But it didn't see it happened so fast, and it was so quick that I was expecting, after last season them describing it that way, for us to see him actually mm-hmm. go through something with it. It was just like rip, and he was like, ah, and then he fell.
He looked dead.
Yeah, he looked dead.
Even though we know he's not.
Well, we don't know.
I have shadows around.
I'm going to assume that he's not, because they didn't say that it kills you.
His essence is gone.
Basically. I think it might be like your soul or something. Like
yeah.
Ripping your shadow doesn't sound.
I guess we'll find out. I mean, or maybe not, but I have a feeling we'll hear more about the details of shadows and mm-hmm. its offerings.
And if, you know, you've watched Peter Pan in the past, you know your shadow can be reattached. Mm-hmm. Will that happen later in season three, perhaps?
I hope so. Mm-hmm. Shadows
are transient beings, so mm-hmm. they can travel from different realms, too. So maybe. Mm-hmm. They're holding it for something.
By the way, is the case closed for his father?
Regina said she killed him.
Okay.
And at the end of last season, we also saw Gregory digging up.
Oh, that's right. Skeleton. Okay.
Yeah, by the campsite yes. where Regina said that she killed him.
This is why you listen to this after show for recap on that stuff, too.
Yes. So Rumpel ends up healing Tamara with magic, unfortunately. We were all very upset when this happened, but soon after finding out all the information that she knew, he kills her. You were merely a pawn.
And he does it so well.
Takes
with
out
the
her heart.
Yes.
Crumples it.
In front
his
of
hand.
Her.
Rumpel crumples. I like it.
But she did apologize before this all happened. She said, "I didn't know who I was working
oh,
for.
Oh, whatever.
I'm
oh.
sorry about Neil."
Sorry.
No. Sometimes you cannot be forgiven.
No.
Yes.
We don't feel bad for
him. No.
During this whole altercation between the Lost Boys and Tamara and Gregory, Henry somehow gets away. It was so fast that I don't even think I noticed it happening, because we jump to the scene where Henry meets up with another boy who we think is a Lost Boy. The boy
or
has some pixie
we?
Dust, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and Tiana called this while we were watching
the
episode.
I called it, too.
Yeah.
No. It was mutually called it.
Okay, and the boy has pixie dust, and he is just a lost boy at this point, and he says, "If Peter Pan wants you, he will get you," to Henry. They plan to hide from the Lost Boys. They run and keep on running, get to the edge of a cliff while running from the Lost Boys. Henry says, "You have to believe that you can fly," grabs the pixie dust. Everyone knows what this is for. They fly off the edge of the cliff and escape the Lost Boys. Then we go to a scene. Rumpel apparently knows some of the Lost Boys because...
He knows Peter Pan.
He knows.
Yes.
That's his boy.
He knows everyone, but the leader of the Lost Boys is there and confronts Rumpel. And he says, "If you're here to save the boy, you are Pan's enemy. I thought you were laughing at me.
I'm sorry. Coughing. I was just trying to cough.
And Rumple says that he plans to take some Lost Boys with him if he can't find Henry, which doesn't really make any sense to me, but well, do you guys understand it all?
He's gonna, he might die, but in the process, how many of the Lost Boys is he gonna
see and that's
kill
what,
to get there?
I just don't understand why he, like, Peter Pan, in my mind, doesn't really care about any of the Lost Boys. They're pawns to him. The only one that he truly cares about is Henry, the truest believer, because he has a greater plan for him.
I'm not sure I can agree with that, because we don't know enough about Peter Pan yet to know how much he cares about the ones who actually believe in his cause or are actually supporting him and doing his dirty work. Clearly, there's the boys who are crying every night and don't want to be there and are being held captive, and then there's the group of guys who are seem okay side. With being there. So maybe he does.
Something that made me sad was Rumple said that he will die. He knows he's going to die. So I'm kind of scared.
He thinks he's going to die because we heard the prophecy of this boy, Henry, will be your undoing.
I don't want to lose him just yet.
I don't believe that that means that Rumple will die.
Well, undoing can mean not
it can mean, it can mean I, do, I think that it means that he won't be the dark
and I
one
do
anymore.
Yeah, think
I think the end of his reign.
I do think that Peter Pan might be somehow related to Rumple, because that was an interesting, like, welcome slash unwelcoming thing.
I mean, we know
on.
That Bay was in Neverland for quite some time with Hook, so we know that they know each other, that Peter Pan and Bay know each other. And obviously, Peter Pan's shadow was the one that took Bay from London, where he was with the Darling family. But how do Hook and Peter Pan know each other? Rumple
and Peter
Pan. Sorry.
That's what'll be interesting to hear, because he did say, you know, good to see you again. Mm-hmm. Or you
we know
it's
that
excited to see you again.
Rumple has tried to go to different lands to find his son before. Do you think that he found a magical being or somehow got to Neverland before, you know, he went back to Enchanted Forest and enacted the curse?
Or if Peter Pan can travel around realms, you know, right now we only know that he was, you know, in London or in our world, but maybe he could go to other places as well. If he's flying around.
That is one question which I'm sure will be answered this season. Potentially in the next couple episodes.
But I did kind of like at the end when Peter Pan, when, you know, all his Lost Boys are surrounding Henry, and he says, let's play.
Yeah.
It reminded me of Hook, because everything there in the movie Hook, everything there is a game. Mm-hmm. And as they're trying to get Peter to remember, they're like, Peter, it's a game. Remember, we play. This is how we do things here. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a nice little nod to Hook.
Yeah. So the leader of the Lost Boys says to Rumple, I have something he wanted you to have, and hands him this doll that kind of looks like a voodoo doll. I couldn't really tell. And
we'll find out what
says,
that is.
Says, isn't it funny? The things we haven't thought about in years still have the ability to make us cry.
Maybe that was Rumple's voodoo doll when he was a kid or something.
I think it's maybe like a toy of Bay's that he left on Neverland.
And because he was kind of dressed how Bay was dressed a little bit.
And
the blue jacket.
I think this is one of the first times that we've seen Rumple cry due to something over Bay. We've seen him cry over Belle before, but we haven't really seen him cry.
And he cried in front of one of his enemies. That was kind of, you know, he was putting on this all front, like, I'm going to take you guys out with me, and then,
not
boom,
something that a villain
there's
would
your
do.
Weakness.
Yeah.
Right there. Love.
Let's talk about the Enchanted Forest for a little bit. Neil, that is where he ends up after going through the portal that Tamara sent him through. Not a very nice thing for a fiancé to do. I think they're
fake
officially
fiance.
Broken up.
I think that was the moment when they broke up, when the engagement ended. Mm-hmm. When she shot him.
And sent him through a portal.
Yeah, might be.
Gory or something.
Your engagement might be over if you shoot someone.
He ends up in the Enchanted Forest on the beach. Aurora, Mulan, and Prince Philip save him. Aurora, who has... I think she has made the most change from when she was first introduced as a character to now. She seems very confident that she can contact Henry and Emma by going into her dream.
Yeah, she's got controls of that going on. She's prettier. She looks good.
Kind of cocky, though.
She was a little overconfident with it. Because
I liked it. I like that.
I think that just because she has control over it, you know, doesn't mean that we haven't really seen Henry going there. Yeah. He hasn't been talking about it, at least, that he's still been going to this place. So just because you can do it doesn't mean everyone does it. We know that Snow, for the longest time, was blocking it out. So she's not going to there.
I think it was worth a try.
Yeah.
And it was something that, had she not done that, fans would have wondered, like, you know.
And it might work later on down the line if Snow and Henry let their guards down and end up back into their dream space.
But
I don't know what you call it.
Neil said that he thinks that his father would have left behind a way to contact another realm, another world, in case he ever ended up in the Enchanted Forest
again. Which is very smart of him to believe
very,
that.
Very, very smart. So they decide to go on a trek to Rumpelstiltskin's castle, and during this, while they are preparing one of the funniest lines of the episode, they think we're all stories. They actually made a movie about you. Neil says that to Mulan, which is hilarious. And it gets brought up a couple more times in tonight's episode, but
I love the humor in this whole series, because, you know, they take it and they're like, okay, clearly these are fairy tales, so we're gonna call out the obvious. Mulan, you have a great movie out there about you.
Most of the viewers,
some great songs too.
They either watched it, or they're fans of the Disney movies. They watch them growing up, or they have kids who, you know.
Or at least they know about them. I mean, these are huge staples for children.
I mean, I watch Mulan on the reg.
I can say we watched Mulan here at AfterBuzz a few times.
I own the DVD. So they head to Rumpelstiltskin's castle. While they're there, they get ambushed almost by Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
Who we have seen before.
Yes.
We have, but haven't.
I
was like, he looked a little bit different.
Okay, so the original Robin Hood, who was Tom Ellis, we saw him in Lacey last season, he's on Merlin. He's big time in.
Such a good show.
So he, due to constraints with Merlin shooting, he couldn't continue the role on like a regular basis, so they replaced him with Sean McGuire, who Americans might recognize from Meet the Spartans. He was the lead guy in there, but he also does a lot of work over across the pond, and he's big over there, so he's graciously filled the shoes. I know that was a really bad accent, guys, but I tried my best.
It was better than my singing, so
yeah, exactly. Fighting words. So anyway, that's your two cents about why he looked different, in case you didn't
know.
Because
he was.
Because
he was. He was different.
He was different.
He even had different color hair.
Yes.
Okay, so it wasn't just me.
No.
He was very gracious in letting Bay and Mulan search the castle.
He better be. He's hanging out at someone else's place.
If I were to ever loot a castle and the owner's son showed up, I would not be that nice to them.
Why? It's the owner's son.
I wouldn't offer and be like, oh, yeah, well, I stole all the stuff in this castle that's your dad's and have been living here. I would fight them.
I would be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I would be worried that they would take action against me. So
that's why I would be gracious.
I would be defensive.
I mean, Neil starts off with, like, you can stay here. I just want to look around to see, you know, if there's anything here that might help me that's left over
cool,
from my dad.
Chill, you know.
I'm not going to fight you over it because I don't want to be
here.
He's
like, I don't have time for this right now.
And I guess they're both good. And good. Whatever that means.
I don't know, Robin Hood. Sure.
So
he finds
this wooden, it's not a cane, but it's just like a...
It's a walking stick.
It's what we saw him
all through the Enchanted Forest
Also, I remember why Robin Hood was so gracious. He said, your father spared my life, I have a debt.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the reasons why he was so helpful towards
Bay. I hope that's not the debt that they use it on, because it could be a better debt. But all right.
I'm sure there will be in the future. But, because we know that all debts must be repaid.
But Neil did say, I'll gladly collect that for him.
Yes, he did. So, he's like, thanks, buddy.
So Bay ends up spinning this cane and reveals a secret door, because he knows that his father would have hidden this from looters and they wouldn't be able to find it. He calls it blood magic, which I think we'll see in the future of this season.
I'm intrigued by blood magic, because now that we know that they're all kind of related, how is that going to work in this season?
And how has Bay gotten these powers? Because technically, he wasn't born with powers. His father got powers after becoming the Dark One.
But he didn't really show any powers. He picked up his dad's magical stick.
Yeah, I'm
and
with you.
And it's because of blood magic.
When they get into this hidden doorway, he finds a crystal ball, and he says, "My magic isn't working," or something along those lines. Like, his magic wasn't working to use the crystal ball. And then Mulan says, "Think of her, don't think of the place."
That's the power of love. I think that's always been.
Oh, I took that as really all being strong. Connected to, because these are all Rumpelstiltskin's things, mm-hmm. that it's still the blood magic that's the reason why he can use it. And no one else can.
Okay.
It has to be, you know, Rumpel or his son. That's how I took it away, or what I took away
from. So I want to talk about this crystal ball for a second. For me, it was very reminiscent of The Wizard of Oz, where the witch has this crystal ball, mm-hmm. and she can see whomever she wants to see and where they are through mm-hmm. it.
Mm-hmm.
Tiana said, I'm smiling, but she knows some spoilers that I don't know.
I'm not saying anything. News and gossip.
Yes.
That's what I'll say.
I know. I always love the news and gossip.
But something else that we did learn in this journey, too, is we've talked about how do portals work, the beans and stuff, because you just throw them and you don't say where you're going. But he did say, you know, I was falling down, I thought I was dying, and I thought of this place, like, where I'm from. So we learned that when you, to use a portal, you have to think of where you want to go.
Which I
love.
And
that's how you get there.
It was, like, so casually mentioned. But
yeah, it was so casually mentioned, but it's something that we've wondered for a while.
Right.
We've talked about on the panel, like, how do you... know where the portal's going to take you.
Now I have a question. Bay, originally, when he went through the portal that him and his father, Rumpelstiltskin, were supposed to go through, he ended up in London. How would he know where London is?
He was going to a place without magic.
Yeah.
So he was thinking, mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. he was thinking general, and because the Blue Fairy had told him, use this and it'll take you to
but
a place without magic.
I mean, within a couple weeks, the night of, Wendy Darling said, since you showed up, this magical being has been showing up at my window
because
every single night.
Because maybe when he opened that portal, it opened the portal for other worlds to come through, to slip through the cracks.
Exactly.
And infiltrate the world with no magic.
Another thing that we learned last season is Greg and Tamara, I believe, are the ones that said this, but you'd be fools to think that magic hasn't entered this world before.
And I think that's with... it could have started before, but it's starting with Bay. They were doing horse and buggies and stuff back then. So it would have been before Storybrooke was there. Magic had already been there and Peter Pan had been back and forth, or at least the shadow at that point had been back and forth.
Yeah. Crazy things to think about. We have a lot more questions and we finally got some answers from last season. It has been a crazy episode, but I'm glad that Once Upon a Time is finally back on air. Do you guys have anything else you want to mention from tonight's episode?
No, I'm just happy.
I can't wait for next week.
Yes.
I love Regina and Rumpelstiltskin. That's it. That's the best.
Got our evil regal over here.
Oh, love
okay.
Him.
Well, yes, let's get right into news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so this season we're splitting the season up into two parts. So they're writing 11 episodes and 11 episodes. So the first set is September 29th today to December 8th. Second set will be March 9th to May 18th.
March.
That's a long way to
so
wait.
What?
They're splitting it, but they listen to the fans. ABC did. They're doing this with a couple other shows like Grey's, Scandal, Revenge, Nashville. Because fans were complaining how it would be on for 1 week, off for three, back on for one, off for another one. So in order to alleviate that, they're trying to play 11 straight episodes week after week.
I like that.
And I think it kind of helps with the story a little bit.
Sure. It helps the flow go.
Yeah.
So.
And it's been revealed that the first 11 episodes here will be largely set in Neverland because we have to figure that out. It's rumored that the second half might involve Oz, but that's just a rumor. The creators have not said anything.
Well,
this is fans saying, like, the way the directions are going. The crystal ball, maybe that's a reference to the to Ozland as well.
Perhaps.
But and we did see the ruby shoes, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
We've seen those, too. So you never know. My favorite articles, the TV Guide Lightning Rounds are back. So they sat down with Adam and Eddie and asked a couple questions, some highlights. One question was, are we finally going to see how Regina adopted Henry? And they said yes. And I think starting tonight, we've already started to see a little bit of that with the birth of Henry being shown. Another question. This one's for you, Marissa. Will we see Wendy Darling, a.k.a. Freya, again? And they answered, perhaps.
I think we might
be seeing more of Wendy Darling.
We might be seeing more.
And my favorite question, will Rumpel revert to his old self physically in Neverland? And they said, you never know with the Darkling, and being in Neverland will have a profound effect on all the characters, including Rumpel. I think tonight when we saw him kind of with his old get-up on and stuff, like...
Yeah, I agree, because Neverland's a really darker environment that we're normally seeing, because the Disney version, we get this fantasy idea that it's a bright, happy place, you know? Mm-hmm. It's full of happiness, but this version of Once Upon a Time is really dark, and obviously, they're on the boat, they're not even technically in Neverland yet, on the island, and they're already starting to kill each other.
Yeah. Within, I think it was like a 48-hour time span for Rumpelstiltskin, he has gone from wanting to kill Henry to wanting to save his life.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Now it's his grandkid.
Yeah, he's also gone from, you know, being a bad boy with Lacey to being back to trying to...
I love Rumpel!
Trying to be a good guy.
More Rumpel, please.
So you can check out the rest of that interview on TV Guide. Jenny Goodwin did an interview with Access Hollywood Live, and she was talking about Snow's wardrobe and how at the season finale of season one, she kind of got stuck in the Enchanted Forest with only one outfit.
Uh-huh.
So she made sure that in the finale of this season, she said, not only did I make sure that I took a coat, I made sure in the finale that I packed a backpack last season so that if I was desperate to change, I could justify pulling something out of my backpack.
That's cute.
So, she was like, the producers and stuff like hated me after doing it because, you know, like, oh, you're trying to get one over on us. But she was thinking about her character, which shows that, you know, people do care about their characters and are involved in their journey, because she was like, hey, wardrobe, make sure I have this just in case I want to get out of my get up. She's like, I was stuck in a sweater for, you know, the first however many episodes last season. So she just didn't want that to happen again. And then there's a Rolling Stones interview where basically they said Kelly Clarkson's a huge fan of Once Upon a Time, and she's been tweeting about it. So Adam and Eddie said if she's ever in Vancouver, she can come over and have a guest spot anytime. I think they should just do a musical episode and have her involved in it.
Yes.
I think that would be just amazing. Mm-hmm. And then just a couple spoiler alerts of episode titles coming up.
Spoiler alert!
Tune out now.
Spoiler alert!
Over the summer, Adam was tweeting out a lot of spoilers about the different episodes. So next week we have Lost Girl, 303, Quite a Common Fairy, 304, Nasty Habits, 305, Good Form, which is something that Hook says a lot in the movie Hook. Good form, Peter. Good form.
So. Oh, you are so good with this stuff.
Yeah. 306 is Ariel. Gee, I wonder who we might meet.
Audio.
307, Dark Hollow. And 308, Think Lovely Thoughts. Mm-hmm. So,
one of the big spoilers that I've read is Joanna Garcia's coming on as Ariel. Mm-hmm. And I think she will play a phenomenal Ariel. They've also cast Prince Eric.
Yeah. What has she been in? Like, what other show?
Reba is the big... She was the daughter in Reba.
Oh, okay.
She was in Animal Practice last year at NBC sitcom. Yeah. She's married to a former Yankee, and Adam Horowitz is a huge Yankee fan, like me. So that happened. And Prince Eric will be played by Gil McKinney. He's from Supernatural, Friday Night Lights. He'll be here for multiple episodes. And also, they're saying that Giancarlo Esposito, who played the Sydney and the Magic Mirror and
he's
the
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, Breaking Bad. He will be back. They didn't say what episode or in which form he will appear, as the genie, as the mirror, or as the storybook character.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting.
Is he potentially going to be in Once Upon a Time in Wonderland as well then?
I haven't heard any rumors of that, but they did say that we might see Maleficent over in Once Upon a Time in Wonderland in her human form.
Huh. Now that True Blood's over, she's got a little more time on her hands.
So that is your news and gossip for this week. Don't worry, I still have like five more pages of news and gossip to talk about throughout the season.
Awesome. Well, let's get right into our predictions.
And now, oh gosh, that's hard.
I predict while we do have Regina and Rumpel still kind of teeter-tottering between good and evil, I think that everyone will band together this season to be the good guys, and that Peter Pan will be the villain that we're seeing more so than...
I feel like Peter Pan might have be a little bit more wussy than he's letting out.
Are
to
you
be.
Kidding? I think I it's going to be crazy scary.
I think eventually it's going to he's going to be. I'm not saying he's a chicken or anything. Oh, but he's going to like be weaker than we think.
I forgot to mention in tonight's episode we saw right as Henry and Peter Pan touched down on that island. It was like 30 seconds after the whole group had walked away.
Yeah.
And they were so close, and that's when he revealed he was Peter Pan.
He was Peter Pan. I think that this teaming up, which I believe Adam and Eddie called the Fairy Tale Avengers, is kind of what they are. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's kind of great, because, you know, they're all different and they're coming together. Mm-hmm. I think that it'll be a true test of everyone, and there's a lot of trust issues within this group, but I think that they will bond, and yeah. hopefully... them coming together in this way, when they do get back to Storybrooke or wherever their next destination is after they rescue Henry, which they will do, after all of that, I hope that it remains peaceful, because Regina and Snow still have so many issues between mm-hmm. them, you know?
I mean, one of Regina's main issues was that she, even though she was still Henry's mother, she wasn't involved in his life at all, mm-hmm. and that they were the good ones and they were going right. to take him away.
And Regina,
have their happily ever after.
Yeah, and Regina asked Hook, you know, do you think a villain can have a happy ending? And
Gregory told her he couldn't, or she couldn't.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see.
I predict that Gregory is still very much alive.
I hope so. I like him.
I do, yeah. too.
Didn't like
him. I hated to love him, but tomorrow I just hated
him. Ethan Embry on the show, just because he's a cool dude, but...
Yeah.
No, he had a good his character was good, because you didn't like him, but you liked him, where mm-hmm. tomorrow you just didn't like her. Mm-hmm. There's no way of liking her.
Well, because we knew that he was trying to avenge his father's death.
Yeah.
I think that they're going to hold Greg's shadow maybe hostage to try to get more information mm-hmm. out of him.
So that he remains on their side.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like I said before, shadows are transient beings. Maybe it'll travel from place to place. And also there should be a way of communication from mm-hmm. Aurora and Snow, I believe. And so I think they're going to speak to each other that way and find a way back home.
I predict
shadow
that.
Ripping is a new heart ripping.
It kind of is. Well, they got to up the ante.
I feel like, I hate to say this, but I have a feeling that Regina is going to do something pretty evil sometime soon.
I think she'll have a slip up.
Yes.
But I'm going to predict that Aurora, Philip, and Neil mm-hmm. and Mulan, that somehow, because they know they're in Neverland and Neil needs to get there, I want Aurora and Mulan and Philip to come with him.
Yeah.
Let's not leave them behind in the Enchanted Forest this time.
But
let's
there are a lot of characters
here.
That you can still introduce and, in the Enchanted Forest, because we know that there are parts that aren't.
Speaking of Mulan, I have a feeling that she has a thing for Philip, and that might surface.
Oh, well, that was last season.
I know, but I think that's going to really surface because of the conversation she was having with Bay.
That's why she needs to leave the Enchanted Forest and go other places. Yeah. And
are we going to see Tiger Lily at all?
I mean, we'll see. We are Neverland.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
Well, that wraps up our after show for this evening, season 3, episode 1 of Once Upon a Time. Catch us next week here at AfterBuzz Sunday, right after the West Coast viewing of Once Upon a Time. Until then, where can people find you guys?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at the Tiana Hopson.
You can find me at K-A-O-R-I-O-U-S, Calrius.
Marissa?
You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at SerafiniTV.
You can find me on Twitter at Catherine Kelly. You can find all of us here at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. So until next week, keep the conversation going on Twitter, and we'll see you next time.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.